ShopMinerals.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Well, folks, we're back. The Sons of Liberty. And you want to pass the link on to the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We've got blogs, we've got tweets. We keep you folks posted on liberty as it comes down the chute. And what the Sons of Liberty did, and I'm reminded of this every single day because this is what we do. This is our job. We are the press, as we talked about before. We talked about it last night in the Constitution course, which we actually have. You can go to constitutioncourse.com to find out more about that. And it's also on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can find it on there. But we talked about who is the press. Who is the freedom of the press? And most people say, well, you know, the New York Times or MSNBC or NBC or ABC or CBS or Fox or blah, 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 blah. All these things. No, you and I are the press. Anybody's the press. They can phase ideas. If you have a Facebook page, you're a member of the press. Me? Really? Yeah. Freedom of the press, I don't know if anybody knew this, but the English Bill of Rights gave freedom of speech to one class of people. That was elected representatives in Parliament. The average person did not have freedom of speech. The founders were very specific in our First Amendment to give all men freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and to, you know, people all across the world have freedom of religion. You're thinking, no, they don't. What are you talking about? Yes, they do. They may not have the free exercise of religion. But hey, nobody knows what you're thinking. You can think whatever you want. You can believe in whatever God you want to. But we, our founders, knew that in order to have true religion, it had to be expressed. And so the free exercise thereof, in action, in word, in thought. Also press, the freedom of the press. It was a check upon federal government. Now remember, in England, you could be tried for treason. You could be tried for treasonous thoughts. And the average citizen in that country of England did not have the ability to have free speech. It wasn't there. This was a concept our founders said we must have. Because sovereignty does not lie in the king. Sovereignty lies in God and in that spirit that he places in each one of us. You're the freedom of the press. You have freedom of the press. Now remember, just because you can do something does not mean you are free to do it. Freedom lies within the law. to the confines of that law and the law in general. Now, I'm going to bring up 2 points here. We've already covered a whole bunch. I didn't mean to go off on that tangent, but I think it's important for us to always understand what is the justification for our thoughts. As we explained yesterday, or last week, excuse me, you can't just say something's unconstitutional because you disagree with it. You know, we covered Representative Paul Ryan, who had a town hall meeting in Wisconsin. People were getting thrown out of his town hall meeting. I watched him get thrown out. And I believe that was wrong on his account. They have the right to freedom of speech. They have the right to petition the government for readdress of grievances. Paul Ryan is no better than, even though, and don't get me wrong here, it's not that I agreed with what the people were saying. They may be a little bit loony. They may be a little bit left of center. They may be a lot of it left of center, for that matter. But as long as they are petitioning their government for a redress of grievances, they feel grieved. They have the ability. That's freedom of speech. You got to listen to other people's speech, too, so long as it does not break moral laws. Laws. As long as it doesn't break those. As long as it's found in the confines. They may have a crazy idea. Well, I think the government should purchase diapers for my baby. Okay, go ahead and express that. Now when you're done, I'm going to explain to you why the government can't. That's how we should be dealing with these things. You know, there's a lot of folks out there that are misled, sincerely ignorant, because they don't know the difference. They need to be trained and brought into the fold, folks. Just because you or I have the education, or just because you or I have the grace of God in our life, where God opened our eyes, I thank God for that redemptive quality. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, he who is in Christ is a new creation. Folks, my old creation is rotten, terrible, and beyond anything that I've ever seen out there. I would never assume that a man cannot be redeemed. That is my objective as a preacher, as a minister. That is the Sons of Liberty, our objective through our press, through what we do, is the conversion of men's hearts and souls. We need to do it the right way. Just because we disagree with it does not necessarily mean that it's wrong. Now, yesterday, we had a gal who called in at the end of the segment from North Carolina when we were talking about the marriage amendment that was going to be passed in North Carolina, and she set the tone for today's program, so I want you to listen to this gal. Again, she was calling in yesterday from North Carolina. Let's hear what she had to say about the marriage amendment.
Well, it's necessary because over the years, as I've watched the homosexual movement,
you've got a minute and 30 seconds.
Bryant, the states don't pass the marriage amendment, then the homosexual activists go to the courts in the states and get their judges to rule in their favor for marriage.
Thank you.
Therefore,
that's called.
We have to have it.
Therefore, we have to have it. She said, "Great point." Thank you so much for calling. I hope you're listening today, too. What was her name, by the way? Can you flash up there on the screen? Thank you for that input and that feedback. She made a great point. If the states don't pass a marriage amendment, if the people don't, Laura in North Carolina, thank you, Laura, if you're listening today, God bless you. God bless your efforts for liberty. Keep preaching that word, because the Lord promises it will not return unto him void. Because if the states don't pass the amendment, then the homosexual community, any community for that matter, those that want to usurp the power structure, the flow, those that want to usurp and get and use the law as a weapon, go through the courts. Now, many of you realize as well that courts can't make laws. Referees can't make new rules. They're placed to enforce those laws. So there's fairness on the playing field. That's what a judge is responsible to do. But that is what happens. Now, we're going to talk about that because there is a word called impeachment. We need to talk about it more. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We are back and we're on the subject of impeachment. Why? Because Laura called. Laura called and explained to us that she needs to, in her state of North Carolina, they need to put an amendment in regarding marriage, making it between one man and one woman. Because if she doesn't, if they don't, the state doesn't, then those that seek to usurp constitutional authority will attempt to go to the judges and try to get the judges to create a law that says it's okay to have gay marriage in their state. Now, I want you to understand, this is the purpose of the Supreme Court. The purpose of the Supreme Court, again, is to be a referee, make sure everybody's playing by the rules. They don't make the rules, they get the rules from Congress, and then they apply them to the situation. But this is what Alexander Hamilton said. The judiciary, this is in the Federalist Paper, number 78, the judiciary, from the nature of its functions, will be the least dangerous to the political rights of the people of the Constitution. Now, Mr. Hamilton, you didn't foresee what the courts would be doing these days. You didn't see the concern that Laura has in her state of North Carolina and that many folks have in the state of Minnesota, where they take an institution ordained by God and under the jurisdiction of the church, and they decide that they want to legislate regarding that. Why again? Could it be, as we discussed before, the Romans had many gods. Now, these gods had flaws, character defects, but they were a cut above the rest of us. Could it be because the judges decide what tests to apply to certain cases? That causes us to continuously be dependent upon them to tell us, well, tell us, great judge, is this okay? Judge, is this okay? Hamilton never saw this. The judiciary is, beyond comparison, the weakest of the three departments of power. The general liberty of the people can never be endangered from that quarter. That's Alexander Hamilton. Different judges, different courts back in those days, folks. But now you see, now listen to this too. The Constitutional Convention, a little history, actually considered a proposal to expand the power of the judiciary into the legislative policymaking process. but it was soundly defeated. Why? Because judges can't make laws. No more than the referee can create new rules in the middle of the game. Hey, you tall guy, skinny guy. The one that just slam dunked the basketball. No more slam dunking basketballs. What? You can't do it. We're in the middle of the game. Who gives you the authority to do it? I'm the ref. And if you don't listen to me, I'll throw you out of the game. That's how silly this is, folks. Now what you've seen through the judiciary, and you may not even realize this, but they don't have the authority to do this. And I'm going to get to what the answer is here. But I got to show you the problem where they deviated. A long train of abuses. Now it has molded many current policies. The courts have. You can name a couple probably. And I hope you do in your mind. But I want you to do this. You have an opportunity to call in today. Tell me, what are the three qualifications for impeachment? There's three of them. Well, and the third one has a couple. But there's three main ways where we can impeach somebody that's in a federal office. Remember, we talked before, the Supreme Court is not, they're not, their term is not life. Their term is good behavior. What constitutes good behavior? What are grounds for impeachment? 1-877-807-9977. I got to hear you on this, folks. I got to know that you know how to keep government in check. That's your job. I mean, you don't become a parent and say, I don't know nothing about kids. Oh my God, I can't raise my kids. I don't know anything about kids. No, buddy, you got to learn. When you got kids, you're responsible for them. When you got a federal government that has delegated powers, you got to be responsible to watch that they don't usurp powers, that they stay. You know, this is a great analogy to understand. The Constitution gave the federal government boundaries, like in a football field. You go out of bounds, it's out of play, it's off limits. So there's those chalk lines to show players, you got to stay in here, in the confines of these lines. That's what the Constitution did. Now, because men understood, and thank God for these anti-federalists, understood the government may someday, through deceit and a lack of understanding of the people, may give the impression that they give rights, not God. So they created the Bill of Rights. Now, the Bill of Rights, what they are, knowing full well the government has a tendency to go outside of the parameters, outside of those markers on the sides of the field, those sidelines, they put brick walls on the side of the sidelines. That's the Bill of Rights. Saying, okay, we know you know where the boundaries are. We know it's expressly delegated here. We know it's expressly implied, your powers. But we also know that you're men, so we're going to put a brick wall here and take away the temptation of ever going outside of your parameters. But the judiciary has already molded many current policies regarding criminal justice, education, morality. What jurisdiction does that belong to, folks? What jurisdiction? That belongs to the legislative branch of government. To create policies regarding criminal justice, education, morality, etc. Now, there has been, what happens when a judge goes outside and thinks he's the legislature?
Well, I know I'm a judge, but I'm a legislature, because the legislature never does anything to me when I dictate laws, or when I create through my rulings new rights that don't exist, or when I take rights away from a state, or when I expand the power of federal government. Nobody does anything. So therefore, because nobody stopped me, I can keep doing it. No. Impeachment is the word. Now we remove that man or that woman who sits on the bench. 61 federal judges have been investigated. 13 have been impeached. The entire time we've been a union, 13. This is the process, folks. Again, I'm bringing you answers. You've got to understand impeachment. You've got to. Once they're there, they're not there for life. They're there for good behavior. Listen, if they commit treason against their own country, they sell their own country out. How might one do that? Take money from France and then the French government overthrows ours? How about by not protecting our borders? Wouldn't that be treasonous? Wouldn't it be? You're opening up your country to attack? Bribery. Taking bribes. Taking money from people to use your power that's been delegated to you. In return for a gift, in return for money, compensation, whatever. You can be impeached for that. high crimes and misdemeanors. Folks, it doesn't take much if you're sitting as a civil servant in office and you commit misdemeanors against your country. You could be removed, impeached. If you lie, commit perjury to your country.
Oh, well, I promise this. This is what we're going to do.
Look the other way. This is how it starts. The process, you must request an impeachment investigation. You, the people, get together with your representatives.
Oh, this is a big process. Can't we just come in there with our guns and take over?
No, you should have stayed vigilant before they got in. But now, because you're so vigilant, and so is your neighbor, it's not going to be difficult to get them out, if they've clearly broken the law. The House impeaches. The Senate then tries them. And there's a couple other details in between. You go to the House Judiciary Committee, and it goes to a subcommittee if it's approved. Articles of impeachment are laid out for the specific charge. And it's forwarded back, then approved, then the full House Judiciary Committee for a vote. Then once that's approved, then the full House approval of a simple majority, then it's handed to the Senate. The Senate becomes the jury in the trial. This is the process, folks. You want to know how to remove these bad, bad people? Well, here it is. The Senate becomes the jury in the trial. Two-thirds of a vote is needed. And once they get that vote, they're removed from office and prohibited from holding any future office. None of this sloppy grace garbage. Oh, we'll give him a second chance. He's already committed treason against his own people. He's already lied to his own people. You think once you kick him out and you give him some time, you're going to rehabilitate him? I suppose you want the American people to pay for that, too. Oh, the poor federal judge. He was just emotionally strained. And you, the taxpayer, need to pay for this because he was looking after you. No, he was lying to you. He was a criminal against you. He needs to be removed, never put back in again. Here's the second thing. He can be civilly prosecuted. Yes, they can. They're not above the law. What is the law? It's force. Who delegates that force? The people collectively. They say when a wrong is done, when an injustice is done, you have the authority. From who? From us, the people. Delegated to you because God gave it to us. And now you can execute justice upon that criminal.
But we're supposed to obey every power. No powers be that aren't of God.
Yes, powers. Not criminals. It doesn't say,
well, every criminal is of God. Or every man that's in office that's a criminal is of God.
That's not what Romans 13 says. You obey just laws and just governors. Why? Because they represent God. And yes, they do when they're just. When they are unjust, they don't represent my king. They don't represent my Christ. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Welcome back, Sons of Liberty. We're past the halfway mark now, folks. So if you're going to call in, please don't wait till the last minute. I love when you call in. Don't get me wrong. But don't wait till the last minute because it makes it very difficult. And I want you to be able to prove your point or express your point. 1-877-807-9977. We just got done talking about impeachment. We got done talking about the North Carolina amendment. They may come across the good people of North Carolina's ballots to make marriage between one man and one woman, because obviously governing authorities don't feel that that should be the case, or perhaps there's those in society that are very deceptive that want to usurp the authority and the process of government by using judges. But then when the judges participate in that kind of unlawfulness, they can be impeached. That is a redress. Yeah, it's not a redress of words. It's a redress of action, folks. Not a scarecrow. It's a real person. Now, I want to go to John chapter 7, the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Then the Jews sought him at the feast. Now, notice that anytime Jesus was anywhere, people were always looking for him. That's how you should be, Christian. They should be wondering, where's Laura at? Where's John at? What's he going to say about this? They're always wanting to know, what is that preacher going to say? That uncompromising, unbending preacher going to say? What's he going to pray? What's he going to say to that elected official? Come on, what's he going to say? Folks, you can find out what, well, namely Bradley and this ministry say in those positions. And that's why people are constantly asking, what are they going to say? And wanting interviews. That sometimes we have to decline because we know they've already got their story written. But nonetheless, Christ is in the same predicament, the same situation. You can call it a predicament if you want, but I would say situation or opportunity. The Jews sought him at the feast, and he said, where is he? Where is this guy? This guy that's like destroying our government, that's rebellious to Caesar. Where is this man who's not controlled by any earthly king? Where is this man who respects God above all institutions on this earth? Where is he? The man not afraid to be bold and throw over the money changers' tables. Not afraid to point the finger into the face of the religious hierarchy because, you find this at ConstitutionJM if you're a Twitter follower, religion is assaulted most by the pretense of religion. But the more it is pressed down, the more it rises up. Where's Christ rising up today, folks, in your life? And he is, and we're getting to that. It's found from the Geneva Bible. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him. Now, I woke up, I don't know how early it was in the morning one morning this week, and I started thinking to myself about division. Division, division, division. Some of the people said, he is a good man. Christ, yeah, he's a good man. Look, he's healing people. He's giving a voice to those that nobody listens to. Man, he's preaching redemptive qualities to mankind, saying, hey, you know what? You have screwed up. Now go and sin no more. Be redeemed. There is a chance in Christ and in God. But don't you dare return to that filth. Because if you do, you've lost your chance. You've just trampled on the blood, the sacrifice. That's why when a man is kicked out of office, he doesn't return. Because he just trampled on the sacrifice. The oath that he swore that was ratified by the blood of veterans has been trampled over and cannot be redone. Says that in Hebrews 12. He is a good man, some said. Nay, he deceiveth the people. Yeah, I know. He's deceiving the people by increasing their liberties, right? Yeah, he's deceiving those poor people that have no redress against government hierarchies or political institutions or rich men and women of the Jewish community of the time. He's deceiving them into thinking that maybe they're important to God, too. Maybe their rights and their families and their children are important to God. Is that deception? Is liberty deception? Christ divided, folks. Christ divided. In John 7, as I said, some say he's a good man. Others say, no, he deceives the people. In John 10, there was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings of Christ. Division. Split in half. Division isn't bad, folks. When light comes in, it perfectly dispels darkness. It divides. Sight from blindness. That's what light does. It separates. It divides. Suppose ye that I'm come to give peace on the earth, Christ said.
Yeah, isn't that right, man? You give your money to the church, and then Jesus gives you peace and joy and love and happiness, and you get your girlfriend to finally say she wants to marry you, and then, you know, you get out of debt, out of those nasty credit cards that are 21% that you went out and bought Xbox games with, and you bought a new car that you should have never bought, but Jesus will help you with that. He'll get you right out of debt because he gives you peace. Think not that I am come to give peace on earth. He doesn't give peace to those that are in unrighteousness. There's no peace there. There's agitation. There's conviction. There's condemnation. I tell you, nay, but rather division. Now, I looked up that word division, thinking that maybe some pastor out there knows a different meaning. The word division means disunion, dissension. It means division. Exodus 8:23, think about this, folks. We want to be divided. Right needs to be divided from that which is wrong. And I will put division between my people and thy people. He was talking to Moses, and he was talking to the children of Israel under the oppressive regime of the Egyptian emperor, who called himself a god, who created law, who said there was no god greater than him. That was his first mistake. That was his last mistake, because he was destroyed, and that without remedy. Well, he thought maybe his armies could take care. They said that I will pursue, I will overtake. Yea, my lust shall be satisfied upon them. But the Lord blew with his wind. The sea covered them, and they sank as lead in mighty waters. We need to be divided from wickedness. Now, I want you to listen to this clip only because some people were commenting on the divisiveness of the debates the other night. And I spent some time listening to them last night. I thought this was a great clip for you folks to listen to about divisiveness. Dividing right from wrong, which we absolutely must have. We don't want a diluted form of a liberal conservative. one who's constantly chasing the tails of the liberals saying, slow down, guys, you're going too fast. My constituency won't approve of this. Just slow down. I can get them to swallow it then, but you're going too fast. A conservative who's merely yesterday's liberal. That's not what we need. And I think that point was brought across greatly in this debate. And we're going to cover one more topic on this debate, too. But listen to this.
And then Senator Santorum.
I just wanted to add that we cannot forget that in the midst of this executive order, there was a big drug company that made millions of dollars because of this mandate. We can't deny that.
You suggested.
What I'm saying is.
Okay, now this executive order, she's speaking of Rick Perry as governor, made an executive order that little girls should be inoculated with some type of anti-STD shot that made a particular drug company called Merck in the state of Texas millions of dollars. Incidentally, that company also donated to Rick Perry. And this is what Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is bringing up, to divide the line, to show the truth. Okay, let's keep going.
That it's wrong for a drug company because the governor's former chief of staff was the chief lobbyist for this drug company. The drug company gave thousands of dollars in political donations to the governor, and this is just flat out wrong.
Right.
The question is it about life or was it about millions of dollars and potentially billions for a drug company?
All right, I'll let Senator Santorum hold off for a second. You got to respond to that.
Yes, sir. The company was Merck. And it was a $5,000 contribution that I had received from them. I raise about $30 million. And
good
if you're saying
you.
That I can be bought for $5,000, I'm offended.
Okay, now stop right there. Rick Perry is offended at this point. He's really concerned. He's thinking that a congresswoman would imply that he usurps his office, creates an executive order, bypasses the people, the people's representatives, everything like that. A drug company that his former chief of staff was the chief lobbyist for makes millions of dollars. Michelle has not accused him of anything. She just said, this is wrong. Something's wrong here. I'm shining the light. That's all. Just shining the light. Hey, if you're not guilty, don't worry about it. But now Mr. Perry's offended. You're dividing! Oh, what are you doing? You're wrecking things. Jesus, you can't come into the temple like this. You're gonna cause the people to have strange thoughts like maybe we are the Pharisees and we might be sinful. You can't do that, Jesus. You would presume that our Jewish hierarchy is wrong? Is bad? Or how about the lawyers? Christ, sayest thou that unto them, you offend us also. Woe unto you, lawyers, for you withhold the keys of knowledge of life. You don't even enter in, and you prevent others from entering in. Christ didn't turn and say, oh, did I offend? Oh, man, my job is to unite. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I didn't unite everybody. Daniel Webster said in all of his preaching, the Savior made no popular appeals. His discourses were always directed to the individual. The gospel leaves the individual sinner alone with himself and his God. It's no different in this context. Let's finish the clip now. Let's see what Michelle Bachmann says after Rick Perry says, I'm offended at what you just said, Michelle.
I'm offended.
I'm offended for all the little girls and the people who didn't have a choice. That's what I'm offended for.
Let's hear her say that again. Now she's going to set the record straight without thinking twice. Because that clip cut out a little bit. I want you to hear what she responds back. Poor Rick Perry's offended. Somebody accused him of doing something wrong. Who should be offended? The victim or the perpetrator? Go ahead and play the clip. Let's hear what Michelle says.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. Me. It's time to take America back.
Hi, my name is Tyler Hensley. I'm from Napa, California. My question is, out of every dollar that I earn, how much do you think that I deserve to keep?
So, Jan Schakowsky, out of every dollar that I earn, how much do you think that I deserve to keep?
Well, what is really your question here? Do you
think you should
contribute to firefighters?
No, it's a very simple question.
No,
out of every dollar I earn, how much do you, Jan Schakowsky, think I deserve to keep?
No, it is not a simple question. I think
very
you don't
simple.
Deserve, I'll put it this way,
what?
You don't deserve to keep all of it.
And okay, this is Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. I mean, I'm sure you don't know which party she's from, but I don't even mention parties on here because it doesn't matter. Ignorance bleeds in both parties, as well as righteousness has every opportunity to come into both parties as well. So Jan Schakowsky, Illinois Congresswoman, believes that we don't deserve to keep every dollar that we earn. Okay, let's keep it going.
Way. What? You don't deserve to keep all of it. And it's not a question of deserving, because what government is those things that we decide to do together. And there are many things that we decide to do together,
like
have our national security, like have, police and fire.
Okay, national security,
What about those people
got
that
it.
Work at the National Institutes of Health that are looking for a cure for cancer? Do you think we ought to do that together?
Well,
those are real jobs, and those are things that you help pay for. And I think that's a good thing.
Okay, so let me ask again. Out of every dollar I earn, how much do you think I deserve to keep?
I'm not going to give you a percentage. I don't know what your income is. But
what has my income got to do? I'm just asking you how much.
I think you need to pay your fair share in order to do the things that
okay,
we've decided
the ticker,
are national priorities.
So wait, hold on. Who's
figured?
Deciding what my fair share is?
That's right. Who's deciding what my fair share is, Jan? Is there a special board over there of the elite panel on Congress? Well, you see, you have, you're 6 foot one, and therefore, because you're 6 foot one, and you have a job and you pay your bills, you need to pay more taxes. Oh, you over there? Yeah, you're the same height, same build, same opportunity. But you're hooked on drugs. Nah, we'll never get a dime from you anyway, so forget you. As a matter of fact, we can build programs around you, and the bureaucrats will love it. As a matter of fact, I can get a lot of constituents because a lot of people use drugs, and oh, wow, and a lot of people want to help these poor people. And now we have a federal government the size of, well, let's see, what is the size of the federal government? Did you know in 1789, the federal government under President Washington, our first president, was 350 federal civilian employees. Not 350 million, not 350,000, 350! Ah, oh, Jake, you're so stupid. Don't you know that our population is way bigger than it was under Washington? Okay, I'll give you that. There was 4 million people during the signing of the Constitution. That was the population. So we probably do need a few more federal civilian employees. How many do you think we need? Maybe in the thousands? Maybe 10,000s? Hey, I'll even give you 100,000s. You know, maybe we get 200,000 federal employees. I mean, let's do the math, you know, and I haven't done it. Some of you mathematicians out there need to know. Let's contrast the growth, 4 million people to what we're at today. You know, we're over the 300 plus million. And let's multiply it. Today we have federal employees in the millions. We have more federal employees in our country than we do in some states. Many states. In 1832, the total federal budget was $11 million. $11 bucks? That's awesome. We could just tax, you know, a guy like Warren Buffett or some of these professional baseball, football, basketball players. Probably not hockey players. I don't know that they get paid very much. But some of these guys, we could just tax them. And they can pay for our federal budget. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, my name is Juan Delgado, and I play for the Minnesota Twins. And I'd just like to say, I would like to voluntarily give my salary, not to the YMCA this year, but to the federal government to pay its budget for the year. Here's $11 million.
Ah, Jake, you're so stupid. That was back in 1832. I mean, we didn't even take care of poor people back then. We had some crazy, decrepit institution called the church that did that. We actually had families that looked out for people. I mean, and that was wild. That was chaos. Government takes care of all that now. Of course we need billions upon billions of dollars. It's going to be the budget for next year. Let's see here. $2.627 trillion will be brought into the federal coffers. But guess how much we're going to spend? $3.7 trillion. That leaves us with a deficit of $1.1 trillion. Our deficit is bigger than our federal budget was. Our deficit! What we don't got! Not to mention there's no plan to ever get what we don't got. It just keeps getting bigger, right? That makes good economic sense, doesn't it? Oh, Miss Jan from Illinois, we understand that folks pay taxes. Did you know that the... I'm just giving you food for thought. Because some people have been living in this institution for so long, in this government system for so long, that they don't realize how things were. They don't have any idea. Are you folks sleeping out there right now? I need you to call and encourage me. I don't want to make you sleep. Folks, it used to be in your country... Before 1913, there was no federal income tax. By the way, I don't know if Jan knows that, but there wasn't. In 1913, the first federal income tax came in. If you made below 20 grand, which is about $300,000 a year in 1994's dollars, you would pay 1% income tax. 1%. What has happened to our federal government? Well, it's gone out of its jurisdiction. And what happens when that happens? When people stop dividing, like you just heard before. Then we get expanded power. Well, with power requires money to maintain that power. And that's what you have. I go back to the words of Christ. In Luke 12:51. When he says, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you nay, but rather division. Some people are talking about budget cuts. How about we have moral cuts? How about we cut the immorality out of our country? You heard the minority leader yesterday from North Carolina saying, why do we worry about this marriage amendment? I mean, what's the big deal with this? I mean, this is some disturbing
crazy social issue. It has nothing to do with what we need. We're dealing with state emergencies. We're dealing with natural disasters.
With the God of nature, do we implore his guidance or help or aid?
You know, get rid of these social... They are tied. Your social issues, folks, your morality is tied to everything else. It starts there.
When the government gets immoral, goes outside of its bounds, then guess what happens?
Then they start to tax you to maintain them outside of the bounds that you should have been vigilant and kept watch to make sure they didn't go outside of. When you stop imploring impeachment, when you stop putting a check upon officials that have gotten in there that say, aha, we got here now, no turning back. People aren't going to do anything to get rid of me. And then when talking heads reluctantly say, well, I'm not even going to talk about impeachment. It's not even a possibility, not even an option. Yes, it is. It's not because you say it's not. If you continue upon that vein, you're not helping the American people. You're not pursuing the cause of liberty. You're not bringing that cause of liberty to people. Folks, we're just about to end the show right now, and I want to call your attention back to sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have a new site that's dedicated to bringing you answers, and that is sonsoflibertymedia.com, where you can follow media and get a constitutional perspective. Understand a Christian constitutional perspective as it applies to what's happening around you every single day. Because if you don't, it's not enough just to have gigantic miracles where God comes in and salvages us. Because oftentimes when that happened, what happened 40 years later? When one person came in and turned the tide, we got a Ronald Reagan, he turned us around. Okay, what happens when he's gone? And I'm not even saying he turned us around. The people did. I think the speaker gave a good example of that at the last debate. He said, no, this was the people. What happens when he's not around? Then what happens? Well, the people morally corrupt themselves because they never put off their corruption in the first place, which got them in the problems that they got in. Read the book of Judges. Every 40 years, a judge would rise up, hold the right standards of morality to his society, to his culture, to the Jews, and they would experience a blessing, prosperity. Their economics would increase. Their military force and strength would increase because they were good. If you cease to be good, you will cease to inherit the blessing of God upon your nation. It's as simple as that. Our vision, our sights should be set on pleasing that God, that holy and just God that gave us the life, the liberty, and the property that we have. And ensuring that we stay within the confines of his laws so that we can stay in that blessed state. That's where we're at. That's the conclusion of the matter. That's the answer. Well, isn't there an easier answer? Can't we just elect somebody to do this for us?
No. This is you. It has everything to do with you. As Samuel Adams says, you have to keep your eye upon your liberties as though it depended upon you for the entire nation's liberty. We'll be back with you tomorrow, folks. Thank you for tuning in again today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.